Well, welcome to WestPlatteSports.com. This is Jay Nauer, and with us we have our weekly conversation with Coach Jim Newstead, head football coach of the West Platte Blue Jays. Well, I tell you what, this is kind of a critical time of year. It's not kind of, it is a critical time of year, and we'll talk about that here later as we go into the final stanza as the teams will be trying to position themselves in district play. We'll talk about that a little bit later. We'll talk a little bit about the game between East Buchanan and West Platte. East Buchanan came out and played a very balanced attack against the West Platte Blue Jays and were able to handle the Blue Jays 49-14. In conversations I've had with the other guys in the group, it appears as though I thought that there are some things that we really liked what we saw there regarding West Platte and their growth, certainly. And, Coach, just looking back at that game, you know, East Buchanan, very good football team, and I don't know what their ranking is, but ought to be pretty close to number one in the state anyway. And they certainly do a lot of things well. But we saw some things that the West Platte Blue Jays did pretty well, certainly as we closed out the game.
Yeah, you used the word handle us. I think that's kind of a polite way to explain the first couple of quarters, but they're a very good football team. The Klein kid's a good running back. The quarterback's a great thrower. They got really tall receivers. They're a lot to handle. I think they're ranked number two in the state right now behind Monroe City. We just struggled on the line of scrimmage for the most part. I've got a 150-pound left guard trying to block a 330-pound D tackle. So, you know, naturally physics would tell you that's not going to go so well. But I thought our kids played hard. They kept trying to block. They kept trying to do things. We got outmatched a little bit here and there, but we kept fighting. And when they played in, they put their number twos in. We excelled a little bit against number twos, had some good offense. I thought Kane threw the ball well in the last quarter against them. We had some nice receptions, some nice runs. Dalton ran the ball well. It's like I said in the postgame show last week, we've got three sophomores and a freshman was starting in the backfield there. So we're going up against seniors that have been playing for 3 years. It may not benefit us right now, but it will in the future. But as of right now, sometimes it can be a struggle. But really excited about the direction they're going and what we got going into tonight's game against Lathrop.
Yeah, that's the conversation I had with many others as we were taking equipment apart and that kind of thing, especially the people from East Buchanan saying we see some good things happening with your team down the road. And I always love to hear that from opposing teams. Certainly they were in that position once upon a time. And, Coach, this time of year, I tell you, with I think three scheduled games remaining, we can't express how important it is. You talked a little bit about that last week. You were targeting these three games. This is the first of which, and we'll talk about it here in a little bit. But, boy, just this time of year is where the focus has to be totally there.
Yeah, especially where we're sitting in districts and so forth. So I told the kids Monday when we came in and talked, I said, season two starts today. I think what we had to do mentally was just as important as physically because – after getting beat pretty handily but in the last 2 weeks by Lawson and East Buck, sometimes that can put a wear and tear on your mental state of mind. So we had to get ourselves right mentally, and then after we got ourselves right mentally, we had to get a good game plan for this week and be physically ready. We got three games that are all winnable for us. We have to put everything from behind us and look ahead out of us. And I thought kids did a good job this week in practice doing that.
Well, certainly that leads us into our next segment where we talk about the first part of this three-game series, certainly one to focus on right now as West Platte Blue Jays prepare to travel to Lathrop to take on the Mules. We'll be right back right after this. The Bar T Law Office is the place to go for your legal needs, specializing in estate planning, elder care, probate, and real estate attorney needs. For the best representation by attorney, it's your best interest to turn to the Bar T Law Office. Give them a call at 816-386-4025 or check out their website at bartlawfirm.com. The Tin Kitchen is the top barbecue destination in the West Platte area and has also established itself to be in the top 20 barbecue restaurants in Kansas City. Tin Kitchen's menu features pecan wood smoked meats straight from the pit, slow smoke for up to 16 hours. It features pulled pork, brisket, chicken, and award-winning barbecue ribs. Stop by the Tin Kitchen at 509 Main Street in Weston, Missouri for a fantastic barbecue dining experience, or check out their catering menu at www.tin-kitchen.com or call them at 816-640-0100. Reese Nichols, Weston Bend, provides a remarkable home buying and selling experience. If you're looking for residential, urban, rural properties, or historic homes in the West Platte area, you need to contact the good people at Reese Nichols, Weston Bend for the best personal service that you deserve. Do yourself a favor and give them a call at 816-640-2600 or check out their website at reesenichols.com/Weston. Or better yet, stop by their offices at 18272 Missouri State Highway 45 at Weston. Well, welcome back to WestPlatteSports.com as we talk about West Platte playing the Lathrop Mules. And certainly both teams come into this, I believe, with even records, 2-4. Three common opponents we've all played, East Buchanan, Mid Buchanan, and Plattsburgh. And, you know, if you look at the results, fairly similar in up front. In every respect, Coach, it looks like this ought to be a heck of a matchup.
Yeah, I think we're about as even as can be when you look on paper between the two schools. I mean, we're both 2-4. We both kind of got handled a little bit by East Buck and Mid Buck. We both played Plattsburgh about the same. If you look at their depth chart and the people on the line, scrimmage and so forth, they're about even with us. So it's going to be a very well-matched game. I think it's going to come down to what we talked. We always talk on Mondays about our keys to success for the next Friday. I think it's going to come down to whoever has the best effort, preparation, and attitude going into the game. So I know being 2-4 this late in the season sometimes can get your dauber down. And that's what I mentioned earlier. We had to get mentally right so our dauber won't be down, so we can handle some adversity because it's going to occur in this game. And if you can handle the adversity coming to this game, I think you've got the edge here and not worry about what you've done in the past.
And frankly, two teams going into this one. Plattsburgh is in an upper class from West Platte, so a West Platte Blue Jay victory certainly will help in the district charges. We'll go over here in a moment.
Yeah, it'll help. Looking at their lineups, I didn't talk about their lineups earlier. I forgot to talk about the lines. But looking at their lineups, if you're looking on defense, they have probably one of the best linebackers in the conference, number 43, Ben Christ. He was first-team all-conference last year, and he makes a lot of plays. And he lines up right behind the nose guard, Nathan Cockrum, who's 5'6", 230. He's a pretty dang good player, too. So they're kind of going to stuff the middle a little bit with those two guys. So we got to find some ways to get the ball outside, whether it be run or pass. That's one of our keys to success. We got to get the ball outside today, tomorrow, and get the ball a bit off tackle. We're going to be kind of hard sledding in between the tackles against two of the all-conference players there. On offense, they have a pretty good passing team. Their quarterback, Brody Spears, has 600 yards passing on the season. 250 of it go to their tight end, Matt Miller, and another 300 go to Levi Smith, their wide receiver. So we got to stop the passing game, but they're not just passing only. They can also run the ball. Tucker Scanlon's a running back for 200 yards rushing this year, and the fullback, Tyson Pertain, has 400 yards rushing. So they got a pretty balanced attack. We had to come up with a game plan that could both stop the run and the pass. We had to do it without Cohen Kite. Cohen Kite suffered a concussion in the East Buck game, so he's out for the night. He'll be back next week, but protocol says he can't come back until Saturday. So we're going to be out with one D back there. We had to put Dalton Woodard in for him at D back, so he's going to come in at D back. I'm fairly confident with the game plan we have against their offense. I thought we had a good week of practice. I think we had some good checks, some good blitzes, so I think we'll be okay there. Offensively, we're going to have to be able to move the ball a little better than we have here in the last couple of games, and that was kind of our mental psyche. We can move the ball. We just played two teams that are hard to run against. So we got to get ourselves right on offense. We are missing a guy on offense. We're missing our center, Marshall Winker. He's going to be out for the season. He's got a little bone issue in his humerus there by his shoulder. So he's done for the season. Gabe Larimer will step up and be the center there. And then I got Lane Scott at center if needed there. So feeling pretty confident about offense, too. I think Coach Gallagher came up with a great plan. I think we got some good ways to get the ball outside and some good ways to attack number 51 and 43 in the middle. So should be a good ball game. It's going to be who we can handle the adversity and who we can control the long scrimmage the longest throughout the game.
Well, that's certainly no question about that. And, you know, this is one of these battles that I think the kids will remember for a good while when you got an evenly matched setup like this with a lot on the line. And, Coach, certainly this, you know, if, you know, a victory Friday night certainly would be a good springboard to get ready for the next week. I'm not looking too far ahead. But certainly this could create some momentum that certainly will ensure a lot of success, I think, with a victory here.
Yeah, where we're sitting in districts right now, we're kind of in the middle of the pile. Like I said last couple of weeks, anywhere from 3 to 6, those people are going to shuffle through the next 3 weeks. So the more wins you can get in the next 3 weeks, the better off you're going to be in the district standing, which is going to help us win the district play. Of course, we're playing a Lathrop team tonight that's Class 2, so it's going to be a few more points if we can pull out a victory tonight. Penny beat them last week, and they're 1-5, and they got enough points to jump us in district standing. So they're sitting at fourth at 28.17 points, and we're sitting fifth at 27, and Polo's sixth at 25. North Platte's got 29, got a little bit of an edge at third, but anywhere from 3 to 6 can go wild right now with Penny, who's going to get some victories and who's not going to get victories in the next 3 weeks. That's why we said this is season 2 for us right now. Trying to get ourselves highest ranked as we can in the districts after the next 3 weeks.
And certainly, Coach, you make some good points, especially as we get ready to talk about the district race. Mid-Buchanan, East Buchanan, I don't think anybody's doubting that one. Those two teams seem to be the cream of the crop of this district. Mid-Buchanan 6-0 and East Buchanan 5-1. By the way, those two teams will play each other next week, a week from Friday night. Also, North Platte in there at 3-3, and they got 29.45 points. Penny at 1-5, as you just mentioned, and how they were able to move up the ladder pretty quickly with a win there against Lathrop last week. They're 1-5 with 28.17 points. Of course, West Platte in there at the fifth position at 2-4, 27.01 points. Polo at 2-4, too. They're 2-4. And they got 25 points. And, of course, the head-to-head Polo would win. Carrollton is 0-6, 17.83 points. And as far as Plattsburgh, they're 0-6 with 14 points. In the schedule this week, Mid-Buchanan is hosting Penny. East Buchanan is at Plattsburgh. North Platte is at Lawson. That'll be an interesting game to watch, or check out anyway. Penny is at Mid-Buchanan. Of course, West Platte travels over to Lathrop, and Polo plays Princeton, Carrollton, Lexington, and, of course, Penny once again, East Buchanan. So that kind of rounds it out, Coach. But, yeah, here we go. I mean, this is where the marbles are, and we're playing for them right now, no question.
Yeah, most definitely. I think most of the schools in this 3, 4, 5, and 6 that we're looking at do not have easy schedules coming throughout. I mean, North Platte's got to play Lawson and us, and I think their last game is against Lathrop, I believe. And then Penny's got Mid-Buck, Penny's got us, and then Penny's got Lawson. And then obviously we have Lathrop, North Platte, and then Penny. So we're all kind of playing each other in these last final three games, so that's going to be head-to-head is going to be a huge difference. We got to get to a spot where we can get away from Polo, because us and Polo right next to each other is not a good thing for us since we lost to Polo the first game of the year. So, once again, we're going to be by Penny or North Platte, so we got to win those games too so they don't jump us in standings. But it's going to be very interesting to see how the next 3 weeks pan out.
Yeah, and we're certainly looking forward to that, Coach. We want to wish you and the West Platte Blue Jays all the success going on the road to play a Lathrop, a big game, tonight.
Thank you. Appreciate it. Come watch us out on either by the internet or in person. It's going to be a heck of a game. It's going to be something wild.